Now it is time to work towards a genuine spiritual liberation. That is the heart of Pope Benedict XVI's lengthy message to the bishops of France, a message he delivered to them in St. Bernadette's Church in Lourdes just moments ago. The Pope is in Lourdes this weekend on pilgrimage, marking the 150th anniversary of the Marian apparitions there to the child Bernadette. Our very own Philippa Hitchin is there with the Pope and is joining us now live on the line. Good evening, Philippa.
Hello, Ema.
Philippa, the Pope's speech to the bishops of the country he is visiting is always a focal point of all papal journeys, as it often points to the challenges and the key issues facing the national church in question. What did this afternoon's address tell us about the present and indeed the future of the Catholic Church in France?
Well, Amy, you're exactly right. It was a lengthy speech and it went straight to the heart of the most serious issues facing the Catholic Church here in France. The Pope started by reminding the bishops of what he called their triple task, that is teaching, governing and sanctifying. And he stressed the fundamental importance, first of all, of catechesis, a question of content, he said, not really of method. And then he came to the two issues which have also occupied most space in the media over the past few days, two of the most important issues here in France, that of the priests who are demoralized and lacking new vocations, and that of the traditionalist liturgy, which has caused more problems here than in any other country. Regarding, first of all, the need for vocations to religious life, he made yet another appeal, his third of this visit so far, for parishes and Christian communities to provide fertile soil where new vocations can thrive. He warned that priests cannot delegate their functions to the faithful, and he urged the bishops to further support and encourage their priests, who often feel isolated and unable to cope. And then on that second point regarding the use of the traditionalist liturgy, which was introduced exactly a year ago following his issuing, you probably remember, of the motu proprio, the Pope encouraged the bishops to work for unity. He referred indirectly to the schism provoked by French Bishop Marcel Lefebvre, and he urged the bishops to find satisfactory solutions for all Catholics to avoid what he called the seamless tunic of Christ being further torn. And then he went on to look at other problems facing the church here, family breakdown, for example. He told the bishops they must support families experiencing pain and difficulties, but he stressed the church's position that the blessing of divorcees in irregular unions cannot be admitted. And then he returned to the theme of France's national identity, a subject he's spoken on before during this visit already, the need for the church and state to work closer together for the common good of the country. And then finally he talked about young people again here in France, reiterating the words of his predecessor, John Paul II, on his first visit here in 1980, when he said that moral permissiveness does not make people happy. And as you say, Ema, he urged people to find a genuine spiritual liberation in their Christian faith.
Now, Philippa, these themes that you mentioned, such as vocations, the priesthood, youth, interreligious dialogue, they've been recurrent issues addressed by Pope Benedict since he arrived in France in almost all of his major discourses. But how exactly have they been received by Catholics, Christians in general in France?
Well, as you said, Ema, that meeting with the bishops finished literally just a few minutes ago. So, you know, it'll be interesting to see such a far-reaching speech, how it will be interpreted by the bishops, what kind of reactions will be forthcoming from them, and indeed from the priests and the laity here over the coming days. Those issues of youth and the role of the church, the vocations, of course, have been the key themes of this visit. He's spoken about them on previous occasions, and the bishops I've spoken to so far have been very encouraged by the way the Pope has tackled them in these different settings in Paris and in Lourdes. I caught up, for example, earlier today with the delightful Bishop Jean-Yves Rieucreux of the Diocese of Pontoise in the Paris region. Take a listen to what he had to say.
We are very happy. I said we, maybe, as a bishop, because we are anxiety for us, it's vocations. And we, in the same time, we know that we have young priests, we have young religious in new communities. But the call of Benedict XVI, yesterday in Paris and today in Lourdes, is very encouraging us to to, in our work for the evangelization, and we are very happy that he said, "Don't be afraid again." And he, as you could notice, many people clapped at this time, and especially the many priests who were there here in Lourdes, like they were yesterday in Paris.
There were many young people here in the audience listening to his words. What do you hope will be the long-term effect of these words once the excitement here has died down?
We are accustomed in France, and especially in Île-de-France, of the pilgrimage of the youth here in Lourdes. And we have the World Youth Day. We have a very important group for 5,000 French from the old diocese of France went to Sydney and including New Zealand. And because here in Lourdes, since one century, the teenagers come for the pilgrimage. And Lourdes is known. Lourdes is also a place for the youth. And the youth were very many in Paris, and there are very many here in Lourdes. And we are very confident that this youth of today will be adults tomorrow, and they will be Christians, and they will be Christians in their life, or Christians giving their lives to Christ in answering to their own vocation.